since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak, Wisconsin has already held a presidential primary and a special election for the 7th Congressional District. Those proceeded despite Governor Evers' safer-at-home orders and a lot of mixed views on whether they should have been postponed. Some state lawmakers are thinking ahead now to future elections and keeping them safe and fair for voters during public health emergencies. State Representatives Joel Kitchens and Stosh Grzynski announced a bill today on the topic, co-authored by Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier from Chippewa Falls. Joel Kitchens is a Republican representing the 1st Assembly District, including Sturgeon Bay. Representative Kitchens, welcome to Central Time. Oop, do we have Representative Kitchens? Well, we'll see Representative Stosh Grzynski with us, Democrat representing the 90th Assembly District. Representative Grzynski, hi.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, waiting to get a thumbs up on Representative Kitchens. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, thanks. Glad you could join us. Well, let's start with you, Representative Kitchens.
Sure.
Talk about this legislation. What would change in the way we do elections here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think that, you know, first off, the purpose of it is to keep voters safe, to make sure that everyone that wants to vote can vote, and then also at the same time still protect election integrity so we can have confidence that the results really do reflect the will of the people, I guess. There are a number of points to it. We're primarily making it very easy for people to vote by mail, but we're also still allowing in-person voting. The state will send an application for an absentee ballot to every voter. They will still need voter ID, but the Elections Commission would have the opportunity to waive the signature requirement, the witness signature. There are a number of other provisions. One of the problems in the last election was that our clerks were overwhelmed. They were just swamped. Normally we have 6% absentee ballots, and it had 75 in the last election. So we would provide funding for them to hire more people. We would have a plan, and each municipality would have a plan in place for the election, how many polling sites, how many people are going to work there, and they would work with the Elections Commission to develop that. Our elections are run by local municipalities, so in the last election, in a couple of instances, they didn't have adequate polling places. We want to make sure that that is not repeated. So those are kind of some of the main parts of it.
And Representative Grzynski, can you talk about what would happen if this were passed right away as opposed to, we're mid-election time and we're trying to figure out what to do in the midst of a pandemic?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Thanks for having me on today. I would say what we're trying to do with this bill is to make sure the Wisconsin Elections Commission and our local clerks have the tools they need to succeed moving forward, especially during a pandemic. This emergency legislation was written in a way to make sure that they can move forward with better ballot tracking, to make sure that they have the resources at the local level to process this big increase of absentee ballots like Representative Kitchens was just talking about. We could see twice as many absentee ballots easily in this next presidential election. So that's more work for our local clerks. That's more processing. That's more administration. And also, we want to make the process easier for people. So we want to make sure that we get those absentee ballot requests out to application requests out to everyone statewide if they're registered. We want to make sure that folks can also have very clear, concise way of getting that absentee ballot. So making sure that there's a public awareness campaign that's being funded by the Wisconsin Election Commission around absentee ballots. And then also give the Wisconsin Election Commission some tools around flexibility if they need more time to process absentee ballots, if clerks need more time, or if they need to move that deadline as well. So this bill and the heart of it is really trying to make sure that both our clerks and the Wisconsin Elections Commission can move forward with an election that is safe. It's something that everybody wants to participate in. And we really try to cut down on some of the frustration and confusion and anxiety that we had in April.
Talking to State Representative Stosh Grzynski and Joel Kitchens about a bipartisan piece of legislation aimed at helping Wisconsin elections work through potential future disease outbreaks. Representative Kitchens, one concern was that, we had this influx of absentee ballot requests and we ended up having some of the ballots get caught up somewhere in the postal system. I know that's under federal authority, but is that a part of your legislation trying to figure out what went wrong there?
Yeah, and I think it was mentioned the tracking system that we would ask that they implement. Colorado has something like that where there's a barcode on the ballot, so people can go online at any time and see where their ballot is. So, yeah, there were lots of ballots that either didn't arrive on time or didn't get back to people on time. So, you know, we can't have that in this coming election, especially with the high stakes where Wisconsin is expected to be, you know, really the battleground, one of the battleground states for the presidential election. And we can't have this happen again where there are ballots that are not counted. So that's certainly part of it. And I think if we have that extra help for the clerks as well, they'll be able to get them out in a timely manner, because in the last election, they were just overwhelmed and they didn't get them out as quickly in some cases as they should have.
And Representative Grzynski, what did you hear from the Wisconsin Elections Commission as you tried to draft this bill? Do they think this kind of stuff that you're talking about is doable?
Yeah, absolutely. So we drafted this bill with Senator Bernier, Kathy Bernier as well, in consultation with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They had already been talking about doing a few of these things already. They have some federal funds that are coming into Wisconsin during this cycle. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're leveraging those to the best of our ability to make sure that we're running smooth, fair, and transparent elections here, and really trying to address what we believe is going to be a very big increase in absentee ballots. But yep, the Wisconsin Election Commission was part of the process as we move forward, and we look forward to having other legislators co-sponsor this and really trying to push this through to make it a reality.
Representative Kitchens, I know whenever we talk about any kind of changes to elections in Wisconsin or around the country, there's always a concern from one side or another. Wait, is this going to help them more than it's going to help us? Can you talk about the importance of trying to do this in a bipartisan way?
Yeah, we really focused on the areas where we can agree, and you're absolutely right that's unfortunately the normal reaction of politicians. I think we did a pretty good job of this. We talked to a lot of people in working through this. You know, the part about the signatures, I know that that's a big deal to the Democrats, but for the Republicans, we want to hold on to requiring voter ID. So I think that's a good compromise that I hope people can get behind. But you're right, elections are always difficult. It's always tough to keep the partisanship out of it.
And Representative Grzynski, you mentioned you're looking for more support. Do you think, again, with bipartisan sponsors, this is something that both parties can come up with, something close to what you're talking about now, and pass it in time to where it makes a difference in this year's election?
I would hope so. I mean, I think that's the aim of the legislation, to try to move it forward. This bill, I believe, really focuses on finding common ground out there and focuses on bipartisan support. So like Representative Kitchens had mentioned, we talked quite a bit when we started moving this forward. We got outside stakeholders to weigh in on the bill, and we really wanted to make sure we could do this in a way where we really tried to address some of the challenges that are on the ground right now. And I think we could talk for a long time and sit and, you know, argue about the things we don't agree on, but we really tried to focus in on the things that we thought were really important for us to move forward. And, you know, that included really making sure our clerks had the support they need moving forward, giving the Wisconsin Election Commission more tools as they move forward in this process, and making sure that voters feel very comfortable moving forward in August and November.
We'll watch for the progress on this. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
You bet.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been talking to State Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay and Representative Stosh Grzynski of Green Bay, Republican and Democrat respectively. Talk to them today about a new bill they've co-authored to make elections safer during a state of emergency.